You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill. This time we're looking ahead to the action that we've got coming up on Sunday the 9th of February. We're going to be at Punchestown over in Ireland. That's where the day's highest quality action is going to be. Also at Exeter in the UK, provided that Exeter passes its morning inspection. And there's also a meeting at Southall in the afternoon as well. And you can join James Millman, Tom Moddy and John Babb for coverage on Racing Radio. It gets underway at 1:35pm. And James Millman joins me, John Gibby, on the podcast now. Hello, James. How are you?
Hello. Very, very well. Thank you.
Been a long time since we've podded together.
It is. It's a new building-ish.
Well, it's not a new building. It's
a new room.
It's a computer in the corner of a room that already existed.
With soundproofing.
The soundproofing is certainly new.
It's an improvement, isn't it?
Well, it's a definite improvement. Yeah, we were saying, you know, when this setup was first put in, that we're very grateful for it, and it obviously probably sounds a little bit better, which is good. But yeah. this is going a little bit full circle, Ben, as well, because, you know, I haven't done a podcast with you for ages. My very first Daily Racing podcast.
Good memories.
Was with you. I remember that a number of years ago now, so.
Excellent stuff.
Look back on that fondly. Hopefully, you're going to find a similar number of wise gems to enlighten us today.
Let's hope so. Although it's a interesting card Sunday. Exeter, my local track, and there's some real good racing there. Storm Kira? Is it Kira?
Begins with a Kira C. Or Kara?
Kira, maybe. They could cause havoc tomorrow, and I don't know whether that'll be on quite a few tracks. Exeter's got an 8am inspection. Hopefully it'll be okay, because there's some good racing. But Jesse Harrington's got a runner over there, already stable at Exeter, in preparation for tomorrow's racing. So hopefully it is on. That's magic of light. But who knows? Southall's tried good action on the 5%. Hopefully that'll be okay. And as you mentioned, Punchestown as well.
Well, let's start off by taking a look back at today's racing as we record this on Saturday. And we'll look at some of the biggest races from Newbury. Why don't we take them in chronological order here, James? We'll start off by talking about the Denman Chase. Native River repeat winner in this race. It's fair to say maybe at one or two moments he looked like he could be in trouble, but in the end he's gone on to win well from Secret Investor in second and might bite his old rival, though it hasn't been much of a rivalry lately, if truth be told, was back in third. So Native River all roads lead to the Gold Cup now.
It does indeed, and a Welsh National winner. The extended 3 mile, 2.5 furlongs up the hill at Cheltenham is what really brings the best out of Native River. Drying ground at Newbury, flat track, it isn't really ideal for him. He was 5-1. In hindsight, it was probably a little bit of a skinny price, but Mike Bite, once again, he hasn't been beaten that far, 10 lengths, but he didn't ever look particularly happy jumping his fences. There's an issue in his back somewhere, never mind his head, and he just looks a shadow of his former self. Secret Investor has finished a bit close, really, back in second. Hopefully, the handicapper doesn't ruin his mark. We didn't learn anything new, did we? He's another year older, Native River. We know that he's taken the hard battle that him and Mike Bite had much better 2 years ago in the Gold Cup. I would be surprised if he's good enough this time around. I think he had his peak a couple of years ago. Fantastic horse for connections, and he won't be that far away at Cheltenham, but he will need a lot of rain at Cheltenham, and the weather we've had recently is going to be good to soft ground. It will not be soft enough for him.
He hasn't had a very tough season, though, has he, Native River? You know, and you think about the importance nowadays of coming to a Gold Cup as a fresher horse. Okay, he won't be completely fresh having run at this meeting, but I think back to the season quite a few years ago now when he won the Hennessy, as it may even have been then, and then he won the Welsh National, and he was being targeted at all these big, difficult staying handicaps, whereas now they're keeping his schedule a lot lighter.
They are. I think they plan to run over Christmas. The owners were quite keen on the King George, which would have been ridiculous, as he's not sharp enough around that way. And Aintree was a little counter-arm, wasn't it? He takes his racing well, though, like a lot of Tizard horses. I don't think, personally, it's not a massive plus that he's only had the two runs so far. I think it's just been the way it's happened. Didn't really achieve a great deal in the figures today, he's going to need to step up.
I said we were going to take them in chronological
order.
It
wrong,
it was a test. It was a test, and you didn't say anything.
No, I was being polite.
Well,
once.
So makes a nice change, doesn't it? The race prior to that was the race we know as the Game Spirit. Altior, the winner of this, as always. I mean, as you talk about Native River looking in trouble at various moments. Well, Altior, despite
much
the fact
more.
He's actually won by further, but that's just the way he runs his races nowadays.
And he's a free miler.
Well, I was watching the race. I was thinking, is this actually going to open up the debate again?
But that's the thing when you watch him run. He's not run as well today as what he did at Ascot,
yeah,
behind Surname, in my opinion. I think he actually ran really well. I thought it was a bad ride from Nico.
And partially it depends how good you think Surname is. If you're a Surname believer, then you're going to mark out that ride.
Surname was primed to perfection on that day at Ascot, and he might actually have quite an easy run round at Ascot when he returns in a couple of weeks' time. Yes, I think Surname was at his best. Altior, Nicky had left him undercooked, which Nicky admits in hindsight, and there's a long way down the line Nicky's admitted this, he wasn't quite ready, and it took a lot of Altior. He was absolutely exhausted when he crossed the line, wasn't quite fit enough. That wasn't the stamina for me. He just met a really, really good rival. Now, Dynamic Dollars, I thought he ran an absolute storm, and he travelled like a dream, and Ken, anyone that was listening to William Hill Racing Radio yesterday, he said he would need the run, understandably having had a year off the track. He travelled nicely. Sir Rael, we know about Sir Rael. It's not strong form. I think Jacques and Poursoir and Defi de Soy have got stronger form this time around. But you mentioned it. You watch the race and you think, oh, he's in trouble here, Altior. Those have taken 3-1 on. Is the flat spot going to be forever today? And it wasn't. He actually won cosy enough. And as soon as he hit the front, you knew he was always going to win. But he runs like a horse that, at his peak, he'd be over at least the middle distances of the Ryanair. Gold Cup would be extending a little bit too much. But I think if he'd been fit for the King George, I think he would have gone very close. I think he would have given Clanners a burial race this
year. Don't you think that after the whole palaver, shall we call it,
yep,
with them trying to step up and trip the last time, and then him not winning, I'm not even going to say it didn't work, he just
no.
didn't win, and then Nicky Henderson went, well, that was the wrong decision. Yeah, I don't know
Nicky,
what doing
Nicky
there.
Has never ever wanted to go beyond 2 mile.
Yeah.
And he's quite right as a trainer, you want to win as many races as possible. The 2 mile division, up till now, this season, there has been weak. And there has, from Nicky's point of view, he's there to win races, and he hasn't had to step up and trip because he's kept getting the job done. But the way he's run throughout his career, if he'd had ever got beat in one of those races, you would have said, yep, step up and trip, because you're going to see further improvement. And I think, ratings-wise, his best run this season certainly was the Surname defeat, and I would not be hesitating to go over further. But you've got a 2.5 Ryanair in prestige. He's not even entering the race. It's not going to happen. But that race would be tailor-made for him, you'd imagine, trip-wise, because he might hit his flat spot, but he's got all that extra time to come up the hill. And it's interesting. Looking forward to a Champion Chase this year. We've got a race, because when he has won, he's had that flat spot, but you still watch the race and think, well, what's going to beat him? There hasn't been anything. Defi de Soy and Jacques and Poissois are going to provide a test for him. And it's looking forward to that. That could be one of the races of the meeting this year.
Big race of the day at Newbury today was the Betfair Hurdle. Always an eventful handicap, this, James. Let's listen back to what happened in the closing stage.
They come to two from the finish. Lightly squeezed, joined highly prized. Ciel Dinesh on the right, but on the left, Pick Dory coming into it very strongly with the noseband. Highly prized behind this, and then Remelok. This is the last flight coming up. Ciel Dinesh down is lightly squeezed. Brought down McNamara, brought down Harambe, hampered Magic Dancer, and it's Ciel Dinesh now has the advantage. Sir Valentine, Pick Dory, Zanza, Remelok behind this. Ciel Dinesh heads up towards the line. Remelok in the red and white puts down a big challenge. Pick Dory is between the pair. This trio going to hit the line together. Pick Dory, Remelok, Sir Valentine, Ciel Dinesh.
So Pick Dory winning there in the Betfair Hurdle for Paul Nicholls and Harry Cobden. Another big race success for the Nicholls team. Very big price as well at 33-1. As it's fair to say, a number of those towards the head of the betting, James, were somewhat disappointing.
It was a mess of a race, I'm afraid. I'm not quite sure. I wouldn't want to be a starter, especially when you've got 24 horses heading into the tapes. I thought
that, what was wrong with that? What was wrong with
there,
that?
There was nothing wrong, was there? And Not So Sleepy, his chance was gone when that happened, because he stuttered when they had the standing start. He ended up being at the back of the field. He travelled okay into the race, but he had no hope from as soon as the tapes went up. And it was just messy. We had a pretty heavy foot at the last, slightly squeezed. It was still going okay. You couldn't say he was beaten. Just carnage. The horses that were directly following the main horse into the race, they were at a huge disadvantage. I thought Remulac, on just his second start back after a huge absence, he hit the front, ears pricked. He just tied up in the closing stages, ended up finishing third for Chris Gordon and Tom Cannon, 66-1. He ran a stormer. Picked Ori the winner. I couldn't really have found him. I couldn't have picked him out beforehand if he'd given me probably five choices into the race. He's won. The form probably doesn't amount to a great deal. And I think the Irish horses, although they're going to get that little booster of a rating in the handicaps at Cheltenham County, I think they're going to be in control, to be honest.
That was the Betfair hurdle, the big race on Saturday. And of course, as we get closer to the Cheltenham Festival, do take a look at all of the future race betting, the anti-purse betting, on the William Hill website or on the app. Just take a look at that. We are going to look slightly closer to home now at Sunday's racing. And as usual, you've come up with two selections for us, James. So why don't you tell us what those are going to be?
I have. And hopefully we're permitting X's on, because they've got a fantastic meeting. And they've got a really strong novices hurdle at 4.05. Where Master Debonair will be a likely market leader, a horse who has really thrived since going over obstacles, as you'd imagine for a horse trained by Colin Tizard. Robbie Power takes the ride, he comes over to Exeter, doesn't come here very often.
We do actually have this priced up, and he's second favourite.
Yeah, I'm surprised at that. I thought he'd be a much, much shorter price than this Sporting John, who we'll get talking about, but he's an Exeter specialist as such. But Master Debonair has got to give the weight away, £5 penalty, but I think he deserves it. Two wins at Ascot, winning a Grade 2, beating Ribble Valley last time, when again he wasn't favourite, 3-1. I think the market might be a little bit closer come off time. Good bumper horse. He beat Time Hill in a bumper at Cheltenham. 12th to Envoy Allen in the champion. That was probably a little bit too much. And 5th to McFabulous at Aintree. But he's really done well over big obstacles, and I think he'd give the £5 away. Sporting John, he is our favourite then at the early prices. He's had a couple of wins here at Exeter. Harry Senior, that was good form when he beat him on debut. And then 4-1 on, had a bit of a canter around on the 6th of December. We didn't really learn it a great deal. The Tizard horse has had a race. Sporting John, he's going to have to step up on that win last time. Handicap ratings, 1.46 Sporting John, 1.51 Master Debonair. So handicaps is going to finish in the line, and I'll take the better value odds. The more experience of Master Debonair, and that will be my choice in listed race. Got to mention Sosaiko. He's only a 4-year-old. I think he's about 13-2. He might struggle taking on his elders. He won nicely, beating Boulinaire by 31 lengths, but I'm not sure what he achieved. And he had the good surmount claim of Brian Carver on that occasion. And I think the bigger danger will be Kid Commando for Anti Honeyball, also won at Plumpton, beating Jack Vanton in his hurdle debut. So a small field for the 4.05 at Exeter, but I think we might have a little bit of value in taking on the short price favourite from the JP McManus colours and Sporting John. I'm going to go Master Debonair.
Yeah, Sporting John's 11-10. James has picked Master Debonair 6-4, 13-2 for Sir Psycho. Kid Commando 9-1. No, Tonic 200-1. All these prices, of course, at time of recording. What about your other pick, James?
I'm going to go to Subtle for a bit of 5% action, 2.35. Hopefully, no weather issues at Sunny Subtle. I'm going to go for Love Your Work. Debut for the Tim Fitzgerald Yard, ably assisted by William Hill's Ollie Pimlott. And Love Your Work is an interesting acquisition to the team. The horse has got loads of several form. He's actually won during one of the boycotted fixtures that we had last season when trained by Adam West. Good second here at several, a few starts back off a pound higher mark. That was a second to McCambe, who's been in good form since then. Form tailed off a little bit, but now in the care of the Fitzgerald team, I think this could be a bit of an improver. Several form strong, couple of wins at the track off 71-74, runs off 67 tomorrow, so well treated. Our favourite, a bit of a exposed yet consistent profile, Old Merthyr Bridge for Julia Field and Grace McEntee, who had a nice win on Elusive earlier in the week. She takes the ride, and I couldn't rule out the old boy, but I think Levy Work's going to be better handicap. Bay of Naples, only 7th last start. In the Cove, doesn't strike me as a 5% specialist, and Secretario pulled up when last seen 450 days ago. So for me, a 2-horse race, and I think Tim Fitzgerald might have another flat winner with Love Your Work.
Yeah, the favourite here, Old Merthyr Bridge, as James says, the old boy in the field, practically a pensioner at the age of six, James, 5-4.
For the flat team, he's been around running a fair.
Compared to some of the horses you get racing at Supple.
Let's see what kind of start he's on, because
some of the horses at Supple are older than you.
Some of them are. But he's the oldest in the field. And what's he on, Pinnickety Gibby? He's on run number 33 tomorrow.
Okay, well,
so it's fairly exposed.
Yeah.
We're going to have that Panicotti, and he's the oldest horse in the race as the veteran.
That's true. That's a fact.
Two facts are correct.
Yeah.
The old boy, Old Method Bridge.
Fair enough. He's 5-4. Love Your Work, 2-1 is James's pick. 9-2, Bay of Naples. In the Cove, 7-1. And Secretario is 16-1. Those are James's selections then for Sunday. You can hear all the action on Racing Radio. And you're going to be presenting on Sunday, is
I
that
am.
Right, James?
Tune in tomorrow. And two prominent racehorse owners, yeah, John Babb and Mr. Morley, I think, are in the pundit's chair.
That's great. We don't often get that, you know, with a pundit on the podcast one day as the presenter the next day. So
a man of many talents, you see.
Exactly.
Panicotti.
Exactly. Very, very true. And it's going to be Tom Morley who joins me tomorrow on the podcast. So looking forward to having you with us then. Tune into Racing Radio on Sunday and join us tomorrow for that next edition of the Daily Racing Podcast. James, thanks for being with us today.
Not a problem.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.